Welcome to a World of Good podcast. I'm Nate Tapman.
And I'm Andrew Gale.
And we are two friends
who love Jesus,
care about the church,
and travel the world to share stories of people who do the same.
Our conversations happen in all kinds of places,
like a coffee shop in an airport terminal,
or even the back of a crowded taxi.
But no matter where we go, from Argentina to Zimbabwe,
we capture stories of the good God is doing around the world.
And we hope those stories will do you a world of good. Hi, welcome to a World of Good podcast. My name is Andrew Gale, and I have the pleasure of sitting with the Deputy Archbishop of Tanzania, the Church of God in Tanzania, Reverend Dr. Daniel Mdobi Kula. Did I get all those names right?
Sure.
Okay, good. Yeah. I've gotten to know Reverend Dr. Daniel through a couple of different things. We met in Tanzania, where I got to come visit your country, visit your church, and be a part of the All Africa Assembly that was happening. Then we've been a part of some Zoom calls that we've been doing as we prepare for Tampa.
Right.
And now we get to be together once again now in West Africa.
Wonderful.
Yeah, in Cote d'Ivoire, in the Ivory Coast in West Africa for now the West Africa sub-regional. So we had the All Africa where I think 19 different countries were represented. Mm-hmm. Or there's 19 countries in Africa that are part of the Church of God. And maybe some of those, 12 to 13 of those were represented at that. And now this is just West Africa. So Liberia and Ghana and Burkina Faso and Cote d'Ivoire are coming together to meet and do a conference together.
Yes,
and
four countries from West Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just finished giving a presentation on ordination. Mm-hmm. Tell us, I mean, just quickly, kind of what sparked that conversation?
Well, out of the questions that they were posed by the members, yeah, that meant something.
Yeah.
That there was a really need for people to understand that. And probably to my understanding, it's like there's a lot of confusion outside there that people are coming in with different views, and some of them are confusing. We praise the Lord because this was an opportunity for us at least to share together, see how we need to do and what is supposed to be done, at least to make things be clear, or to help others who have been living with confusion, ideas, and really they wanted to know what is the stand for the Church of God.
And I think that's so good. And you were able to give your perspective and your history and experience, but then also say that people do it differently. And so here are some different ways that it gets done. And here are the qualities of someone who's ordained. I thought you did a really great job of giving some of the values without giving the here's how it has to be done, recognizing that every country has different rules and regulations with the government and what they have to do, but also recognizing that there is something about being ordained and stepping into that kind of a role that means that you're stepping into leadership and a position of status, and what does that look like? And so I just thought you did a great job of balancing all of that.
Yeah, I believe so too. And that was good. We had a good conversation, a good responses from people.
Yeah.
Some were kind like reactions, but it's good at the end of it. At least people were, redirected, and that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Good.
Well, thank you so much. I know you did a lot of work on that. You had a great presentation, and I appreciate you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk to you just about your history. Mm. You're a pastor in Tanzania now.
I am a pastor in Tanzania.
In Arusha town.
Yeah.
And you grew up in Tanzania, but you spent time outside of Tanzania as well.
Yeah.
So tell me some of your story. Where were you born, and then what led you into ministry?
Mm. Yeah, I was born in Tanzania. Yeah, and I grew up in my uncle's family, who was a pastor by then. The reason for that was that since our father deserted us as a family, and it became a bit hard for our mom to take care of us because we were four of us in the family, and that was very heavy for her. So they decided that I should go and visit and perhaps live with my uncle. And it so happened. So I went there when I think I was eight. Yeah, I was eight.
And, you're very young.
Yes. I continued. I started primary school, secondary school, and later college education. When I finished my high school, I did a training in agriculture.
Okay.
Yeah. And then worked with the government for several years. But in 91, I joined Kima Theological College for about 2 years, and then I moved to another college for almost six years. And after that, in 1997, is when I went to KIST, our Church of God Theological School in Kenya.
In Kenya. So that, I mean, that was a different country for you.
It was a different country for me.
Was that a big adjustment to move to Kenya?
I tell you, it was. Because I had a family by then.
Yeah.
I had a family when I went to school in Kenya. But I had to leave my family and my wife and the two daughters back home.
Wow.
That happened for 6 more years.
For 6 years?
Yes.
You lived in separate countries?
Yes.
Wow.
But it's good that when I finished Kenya Highlands Bible College and joined KIST, then my family joined me at KIST.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So right at KIST, we stayed for another 12 years.
Wow. Yeah. So you were a professor at KIST for 12
years. For 12 years. Yeah.
And for those that don't know, KIST is the Kema International School of Theology that, like you said, is in Kema, Kenya, which is just north of Kisumu. Is that right?
Sure, it is. Yeah.
Kind of up in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
You kind of go up
in
into Kema. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so you were there as a professor. What did you teach? What were some of your favorite courses that you taught?
Well, by the way, I was a campus pastor by then.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But also I did some teaching. I taught evangelism. I taught the work of the pastor, pastoral counseling, and the related subjects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then you were very suited for the conversation we just had today about ordination, very much about what you've spent a lot of your life studying.
You're very right. You're very right.
And so after your 12 years at Kenya, where did you go next?
Then we moved back home, back to Tanzania. Yeah, 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, in October. And I went there and continued to be a lecturer at one of the universities. This is a Baptist church-owned university.
Okay.
Yes, but at the same time also I was pastoring a church in Arusha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the same church that we visited? You've been there since 2009?
That's it. The same church. Yes.
So you've done all kinds of different things in your ministry, from being a campus pastor to being a local pastor. You've really experienced, education. You've really experienced a lot of different aspects of ministry.
It's true.
I feel like that's something that you are now giving back to the church as you have conversations like this, as you share about from your background and your experience. And so I just think it's neat that you've had all these experiences that get to be a part of what then your ministry today and sharing with the broader.
I believe it didn't just happen abruptly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long way, a long process.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I can recall, on my final examination at high school, I remember you were supervised by a teacher from Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay.
But just before we began the exam, and I told, okay, those who are Christians, it's good that you say a word to the Lord. Mm. And I remember this short prayer. I said, Lord, help me do well in this exam. And if I pass, then I'll remain to serve you.
Wow.
Yeah. And that has kept me going.
Wow.
Yes.
You kept that promise.
Yes.
You must have done well on your exam.
Oh, in fact, yeah. It's very true.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at the church in Arusha. Tell us about the Church of God in Tanzania and your church specifically in Arusha. How many churches are there in Tanzania? And yeah, just tell us a little bit about the work of the church there.
Yeah, as I do that, you know, after going back to Tanzania from Kenya, you know, it's like everybody now wanted me maybe to become a church leader.
Yeah.
But I was a bit slow on that. Yeah. They came several times and different people asking me, but I said, well, I think I've not really heard this coming from the Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. So for the next 10 or so years, I stayed away. Just continue to work as a pastor, as well as the lecturer at the university. But one of the things that made me hesitant about that is there were a lot of competitions.
Mm.
Everybody wanted there, and I was somehow adamant on that. Yeah. So after the 10 years, again, some same people came and there were a lot of talking and why don't you accept?
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down and said, well, it could be the Lord is speaking to me.
Yeah.
And if I keep maybe denying or rejecting, I may not be doing justice. Mm. Yeah. So I accepted. I accepted that what went on, a bit conflicting. Yeah. Things did not work well, and there were a lot of people saying this and that. Mm. Yeah. So the church somehow went into chaos. Mm. Mm. But we thank the Lord because we tried to work out, and things cooled down. Cooled down. So generally, the church is doing fine right now. There are still some challenges, but I think they are manageable challenges. They are manageable challenges. We did a bit of a statistical research a few weeks ago, and we found that currently we have about 450 churches.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 450 churches. Over 390 pastors, ordained pastors.
Wow.
And they are lay leaders. And a total of maybe 300 members. 300 members, out of which 500 are men and 800 are women.
Okay.
We've opened a church in Dar es Salaam, the former capital of Tanzania.
Yeah.
And for so many years, we had not planted a church there.
Wow.
But currently, the church is doing very well.
Is that how recently did you plant that church?
Well, in August last year.
Wow, very recent.
We went there to dedicate the church as well as ordaining the pastor of the church.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's doing well.
Yeah.
It's doing well.
That's awesome. And I know your role, Stefano Sanca is the national leader, and then you are on that executive team with Jacob Simba, I believe.
Yes, yes.
The three of you make up that leadership. And and then on top of that, you're also part of the All Africa Assembly Executive Committee. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons you're traveling here to West Africa as a part of that All Africa leadership to be a part of this, which is so great that you're leading both at a national level in Tanzania, but also regionally throughout the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure people can hear music in the background. We're getting ready to start church service.
Finish our talking.
So,
So
I have one more question for you.
Sure, you're welcome.
The name of the podcast is A World of Good, because one of the things we love to do is just hear about what good God is doing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my question for you. In your life, in your ministry, in the work that you're a part of, what's one story of something good that God's doing?
Oh, despite the challenges that any person can go through, still God remains to be God.
Mm.
Yeah. Keeping our trust in God, that makes the whole story to change positively.
Yeah.
I believe God has good intentions and plans for every one of us. He has done that to me.
Yeah.
I believe He's going to do the same to other people.
Well, thank you so much. We're grateful for that. We're grateful to see how God has worked in your life, and we'll continue to pray for you and the work that you're a part of. We're so grateful to be a part of this meeting and just all that's happening. So
thank you
very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter at A World of Good Pod. On Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.